You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Porpoise Pod swimming on here. Miami Dolphins victorious over the Houston Texans, a Week 12 win as they run their record to 8-3, 5-1 at home so far this year. Their lone loss being to the Minnesota Vikings this season. And the Dolphins, they are back to 8-3. They leapfrogged the Bills for having the tiebreaker in the AFC East. The Patriots, they lost on Thanksgiving, 6-5. Bums. The Jets, who benched their MILF-loving quarterback, Zach Wilson, they won today. So they improved to 7-4. So the Jets not dead yet, which is pretty hilarious that Zach Wilson, number two overall pick, just done. They've completely lost faith in him.
He's done, and South Florida kid Mike White takes the reins, and I think he threw like three touchdowns today. Like, he balled,
dude. Yeah, he balled out for the New York Jets, who really put it on Chicago today. I know Chicago didn't have a Justin Fields, who has been an absolute monster for them recently.
Nathan Peterman started for Chicago. Woo. Imagine how miserable you'd be this morning waking up in Chicago. It's probably cold as hell, and you're headed to Soldier Field, and you have to watch Nathan Peterman quarterback your team. Thank God for Tua Tagovailoa.
He, who, by the way, he told CBS afterwards, on Mike McDaniel, because they talked to him about the 700 play reel. He says, having somebody that believes in you makes all the difference. And CC, that's a Brian Flores, just so everybody knows. Just so flow. That's for you, dude. And you can just take that and for what it's worth. All right, man. All for you there, buddy. But the Miami Dolphins, let's pop some bottlenoses here. Solana, give me a couple of your top performers of the day. Who's your first bottlenose? Who are you popping it for?
I'm going to pop a bottlenose for Teron Armstead. And I know he didn't play that great today. I know the offensive line struggled. But to me, we're all talking about Tua MVP, which I think we should be talking about Tua MVP. We're all talking about Tyreek Hill for Offensive Player of the Year, which I do think we should be talking about him for Offensive Player of the Year. But it's crazy to think that with those two guys on your team playing at the level they're playing at, Teron Armstead might be the most important player on your team and critical to their success. So maybe today he didn't deserve it. He left the game early. I hope he's doing okay. But just in general, Teron Armstead, in my opinion, is the most important player on this team.
Yeah, he really showed himself to be quite, you know, he's shown himself to be, you know, quite the pinnacle of this team and something that's super important. And look, I really hope this is not something major, because I feel like if they don't have him going into these next few games, yeah, that certainly changes some things and your confidence level. I think they've shown some ability to do some things without him and be banged up in certain games, but you know, in a lot of ways, yeah, I would think if we're looking at it right now, it's Tua, it's Tyreek, and it's Teron. Like that's your list of top three guys. So I'm with you, man. Hopefully he is going to be okay. I'm going to pop a bottlenose for the most luscious hair on all the team, and that is for Andrew Von Ginkel. NFTF, a huge pickoff. Kyle Allen, a real gift to him, but he took it down to the 3-yard line to set up an easy Jeff Wilson touchdown run to put the Dolphins up 17-0. It was funny because I thought even in that – there was a part of me when Morsett came out to punt the drive beforehand, there was a part of me that thought that Mike McDaniel was still going to go for it on 4th-and-10 midfield. Like, I still thought, like, he'd still probably – like, the way he feels, the wheelbarrow balls that he swaggers around with, I could still see it. But Von Ginks, he basically nullified it. He got his own punt return and put the Dolphins in great scoring position. So, a great job by him. Give me your second bottle nose. Who are you popping it for?
You just mentioned him. I'm popping a bottle nose for Tommy Morstead.
I mean, we haven't seen him.
We hadn't seen him since November 4th. Comes out today, six punts, 296 yards, an average of 49. 55 was his longest, only one touchback. We needed him today, and he stepped up in the second half. Dolphins offense was nowhere to be found, and Thomas Morstead keeping the field position game in line with what you needed. So nobody ever wants to give love to the punter, especially when you don't see him for 3 weeks. I'll be that guy. Tommy Morstead, I love you. I missed you. I don't want to see you again, but anytime we have to, you're solid. You're solid back there, Tommy.
I like it. I got to pop a bottle nose for Laremy Tunsil, you know, just existing.
Yeah.
I thought that they should have put him on in the Ring of Honor at halftime, but this man, he has fielded a feast of goods for the Miami Dolphins. Maybe the greatest trade in Dolphins history. Almost caught a 2-point conversion today, but as a good Dolphins lifer would, he dropped it. And so, you know, wasn't on the take at all. I thought for sure, like, I thought when there was that one fumble that Laremy recovered, I thought that he was just going to hand it to Zach Sealer and just be like, hey, here you go, buddy. You know, it reminded me of like Victor Oladipo when he played for the Pacers, but was quite obviously rooting for the Heat while he was on the Pacers. Like, that's what it felt like for Laremy Tunsil. But he gets my second ball nose pop for just existing and for having now. For his trade leading to maybe the greatest era of Dolphins football that we've seen since Marino. It's a delight. And it was great to see Laremy Tunsil today. He was, it was good to see an old friend.
All because of a gas mask. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I mean,
somebody's seemingly trying to extort the man.
what a great story. What a great story. All because of a gas mask.
Yep. Yep. A couple of notes from the podium before we get out of here. I see from Ruthie Polinsky's Twitter account. Mike McDaniel says he does not have an update on Tron Armstead's injury. So there'll be more info tomorrow on him and Austin Jackson. We'll probably do a porpoise pod on Monday. Solana will give you injury updates as we look into the week ahead. But that's all we got from him right now. Jalen Waddle saying after the game in the locker room from Yanni Karakis' Twitter account, he says that, quote, they left money on the table, letting the Houston Texans creep back into that. And I agree with that. They did. They let them feel their way like they had a chance.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I thought Lovie Smith had some weird choices that I thought really could have put his team in a better position too. So, you know, I don't know. First of all, punting when you're down 15, I didn't get that at all. That was
punting down 15. There's 5 minutes left in the game. I guess they ended up getting the ball back anyways, but yeah, the whole thing was bizarre. And then going for two that early in the
both
game
times,
also
yeah.
like cost them points.
It did. They didn't make it either time. So strange game for Lovie Smith, who I think a lot of people think is, you know, basically one and done with them anyway. You know, Houston's been a huge dumpster fire, and I believe, you know, to add insult to injury for them next week, they got to welcome in Deshaun Watson for his season debut, and then, you know, that's obviously going to have a lot of eyeballs next week. But, you know, I agree with Jalen Waddle that money was left on the table. It could have looked a little bit better. I am also seeing this, by the way, breaking news. Jalen Waddle has penguin earrings.
No way.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's baller, man.
Wow.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah. I mean, can I send it to you? Are we able to put this up for anybody? I'll just throw this up on the camera. Hold on. I'll do this.
All right.
We'll do it. We'll do a bootleg style. What do you guys all need right. production for? Hold on. Dolphins tweeted it out. So if you guys do want to see it, it's on the Miami Dolphins Twitter account. I just retweeted it. Here we go. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Penguins. Damn. With little snowballs.
He's diamonds. Leaning in. He leaned in all the way on this penguin thing, man. I love it.
Did you see the fans? I love the fans dressing up like penguins.
Yeah.
And I saw Jalen Waddle said after the game, he says they were probably hot as hell, but that was cool. And then some dude, I don't know who this guy is, but somebody added me on this on Twitter. But some dude literally went to Antarctica and waddled with penguins.
Waddled with the penguins. Yeah. Yes. Legend.
Legend. He is that was amazing. I mean that's top notch. So good for him. But that's our Porpoise Pod for today, everybody. We appreciate you guys checking us on in. Like we said, we will likely porp tomorrow night and give you a Tuesday episode to react to the injury updates, because that's going to be a big time storyline. And Solana, what can you say, man? Dolphins continuing to roll in this magical first Porpoise Pod season. Not taking any credit for it, but you know what? We're happy to be along for the ride.